Actually, the committee saw 8-6, 6-1, and House Bill 2136, 2726, and 371. Senate Bill 371.
House Committee on Labor will come to order. Do you have anything for us tonight before we get into the bill? Any of the members have anything before we get into the bill? Because of the what some of these relate to, I'm going to take them. I'm going to take first bill scheduled, House Bill 2136, and we will work on that. And Bob, you might as well come on up and take the stand because you have some amendments. Okay, we've got House Bill 2136 that we heard Wednesday, and there were some amendments offered, and I had asked that they be put into the proper form, be sure that we had everything that should be done. Because of the time, Mike has drafted these amendments, and I had then also asked that Bob, refer again, because we got hung up on some places about what was needed, what was not needed. So this being a work session, we'll go ahead and have Bob lead us through these amendments again, and then if any of the members of the committee have a question, as he's going, just go ahead as long as someone else not speaking.
Mr. Chair, I just indicate that these are
to be legislative okay. Council. Okay, so they're going to accept it. Now, is this a hand in growth?
Yes.
Okay.
There is one addition to the amendment at the appropriate time, and Bob is going to.
All right.
Okay. My name is Robert Steen. I'm representing the Bureau of Labor. I did meet with Mike Capetti this morning, and we did go over the amendments, and we were both in agreement on the amendments that I was going through with you today. On page 2 of the printed bill, line 6, we are deleting his and hers and inserting the, so the line would read, before entering upon the duties of the office. And in the same line, after office, we are inserting of the Commissioner of Labor. On line 8, we are deleting his and hers again and inserting the word D. On line 9, we are also deleting the word him. On line 10, we are deleting our her and inserting the Labor Commissioner. And in the same line, we are deleting his or her and inserting designated. Line 18 will remain the same. We had some discussion on that before, but we are going back to the original language of the bill.
Okay, would you like to explain the other committee members why?
There are areas in which the commissioner, for instance, in terms of health regulations, health inspection, may share with other state agencies. As it stands now, we would prefer to leave the language as it is and hopefully get back to the bill next session. We will have a chance to work on this section as well as other sections of the bill at that time.
Well, that was my understanding. So I want to be sure to say.
line 20, we are deleting the word minors and inserting person. Line 22, we are deleting the word the working class and inserting employees. In line 25, after N, we are inserting a principal. In the same line, we are deleting handcraft and inserting craft. In line 30, we are deleting ORS 279.350 and inserting ORS 279.348. And in the same line, we are deleting 279.355 and inserting 279.361. This section pertains to the Labor Commissioner's issuing of subpoenas and administering of oaths, taking testimonies as it relates to this new section, which we're including prevailing wage. So to ensure compliance with the prevailing wage, the commissioner will then, if this bill is passed, have the authority to issue subpoenas, administer oaths, take testimonies, and so on. On line 31, for further explanation, the new ORS 653.250 is included to expand the commissioner's, to include the commissioner's being able to accept wage claims for minors. This whole section, 653.305 to 653.250, is expressly administered for the administration of wage claims for minors. So we are including that just for further encompassing. On page 3, line 2, we are deleting the word statistics. That is done in the past. The commissioner was required to gather statistics and make yearly reports just based on statistics alone. We feel the information that we are now gathering, the facts that we are gathering, is more pertinent and up to and in bringing this up to date. We are just not establishing and collecting statistics.
Okay. Now, Bob, in this lines 2 and 3 here, with the deletion of 651.140 and then the adding of these new statutes, I'd like you to suggest specifically to this, even though this is not an amendment to the bill. It's an amendment to the existing law.
651.140 was repealed in 1975.
So
that's really about the most I can say to that one. And it just has not been updated since that time.
Okay, so then what is 279, 355, and then the other three statutes?
Okay. 279.355, this section pertains to the Labor Commissioner's authority to enter factories, industries, for the purpose of gathering certain facts. 279.355 pertains to the prevailing wage. What this section will then include will give the commissioner the authority to enter businesses, industries, for the purpose of obtaining information to establish if the prevailing wage was being paid. This gives the commissioner permission to inspect records, payroll records.
Okay.
652.330 and 653.045 pertain to wage claims. This gives the commissioner authority to enter factories, industries, to inspect records, to make sure that wage claims are properly being paid and wage claims records are properly being kept. 653.540 Jim gives the commissioners the authority to manufacturers and industry to obtain information and records that is needed to supply the wage and hour commission with information that they will then need to make decisions on wage claims. In policies and medicine.
So, is this a major policy decision then, or have you been doing those things already?
No,
this is a new activity that's contemplated.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, no, it's not. These activities are already being performed. What we are attempting to do, because this Section 651 does apply to the commissioner's authorities and the commissioner's powers, these statutes which we have here are already present. They're existing law. But we are including them in this portion of the OIA just for further explanation. Clarification. There is one OAS that was on the amendment that I submitted to you last Wednesday, which is 659.050, which pertains to the civil rights section, which again would give the commissioner authority to enter industries and the collection of information that is needed for the processing of civil rights complaints.
Okay, and that was left off of this list right here.
Yes.
So would that go, Matt?
The language would be in line to delete the and in the same line after 653.540, insert and 659.050.
All right, good to hear that again.
Include appropriate punctuation. In line 3, comma, delete the quote and unquote. Okay. After the quotation mark, comma, and in the same line, after quote 653.540, unquote, insert, quote, and 659.050, quote, and then after the quotation mark, period.
Okay. Was there a comma period between 653.045 and 653.540 in the place of the end? Needs to be a comma in there.
Okay, so it'd be quote, comma, 653.540. Thank you.
Delete the period.
Yeah, the period still needs it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it still would be going after the.
Would you like the motion or anything?
Not yet, because we're not proving yet.
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead, Doc.
Oh, yes. Mr. Chairman, I was finished. Those are
the.
On line 6, no, I wasn't after you. On line 6, after occupant, we will insert all the respective agents and in the same line delete the last comma. To line 7, he will delete all his agents.
Okay. Okay. And then 651.130 is repealed. Would you say one more time what that is? It's within 130.
Mm-hmm. It is reports that the Labor Commission was requiring of employees. We are now, through the actions of field investigators and our own actions, we are going in and getting information and reports that we see fit for the type of investigation.
So that's no longer required.
Correct.
Do you have any questions? Anyone have any questions, Mr. George?
Yeah. Thank you. The language on lines 1 and 6, the same language appears in both lines. Factory, mill, office, workshop. I'm not sure how a workshop is defined, and really not sure what a public or private works, how that would be defined. And I was wondering, doesn't it seem like that's maybe turn of the century language to some extent? And wouldn't it be simpler if it just said enter any place of public or private employment?
Representative Starr, like I indicated the other day, much of this statute was written in 1903. Some of it is very awkward. The way you indicated.
That's what you're talking about, is places of employment, is it not? And trying to cover everything.
The way you indicated would help with the flow.
Maybe you have any thoughts on that? If you do, I'll move it.
Well, the thing that, based on the fact that there's very little of substance, it seems, that I can detect in this whole thing. It's some clarification and some updating of some language and not updating of the other. And I think, as Bob has indicated, they will do is 651050, which is section 3 of this bill, and the other section really needs a thorough looking at it, to what the applicability is to the present other existing laws, because since these were enacted, we had a lot of other laws that do all of these things, and if we really got right down to it, I'm not sure what section 2, just about everything that is in there, almost everything that I can see in there is covered somewhere else in some other agency. And so if up to this time the language shall cause to be enforced has been in there, and we haven't heard anything about anyone having any problem with the existing law. Now, I don't know why they latched on to this, and this is a pre-session filed bill, so that the other labor commissioner and his staff could file it, and I'm not sure that we could ever find out why they brought this in this particular form. Because they did just couldn't do a very good job in drafting this one. I don't know to start really spending time overhauling this thing. I'm not sure that I'm willing to go along with that. It's the pleasure of the committee to do that. Well, yeah, so be it.
What you're saying is, why patch it up here if it needs an overhaul?
Kind of? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what do you suggest to do? Send it off down to the legislative council or something?
If someone has a motion, we could certainly take that motion into consideration.
No, just be right. I don't think the motion I want to make is to do
I'm going to put it off the next day.
Well, Representative Kefauri moves that the House Bill 2136 be amended with the Labor Commissioner's amendments as listed on the sheet dated April 6th from Mike Peck to the House Labor Committee with the one addition we made.
page 3, line 3.
Yeah. On page 3, line 3.
Did you talk about getting rid of some of that other stuff?
Well, I think that the suggestion is that they can taking a close look at this language and these duties and powers.
Is that the root stuff? Anyway.
We need discussion on the motion. Any objection to the amendment? Adopted.
I would move 2136 forward with the
district. Representative Corey has moved House Bill 2136 as amended to the floor with the due pass. Recommendation. We'll take the vote. Does anyone want to discuss the motion before we take the vote? Would you, Helen, if you call the roll?
Johnson?
Yes.
Tafoy?
Aye.
Rubel?
Aye.
Bryson?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye. And if there's no objection, we'll place this on the consent calendar.
I think that's the same.
Representative Kapoor will carry House Bill 2136 on the floor. After that one that came off the consent calendar today, I'm not sure about the wisdom of putting in the time. All right, that would normally bring us to House Bill 2726, but we do have some people here that I said that I would give them 5 minutes to speak on Senate Bill 371, so I'll open the session on 371. So, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Reeves, if you'd come forward and identify yourself. Go ahead and sit down.
Thank you.
Yeah, just have a seat there. And if you'd each identify yourselves and then go ahead, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tom Wilson. I serve as an intern with this committee in the 77 legislature. Presently a third-year law student at the University of Oregon and employed by the firm of Goodecker, Beckham & Nelson in Albany as a clerk. I'm here representing the firm, but no particular client of the firm. However, Mr. Reed is a client of the firm whose interests are affected by Senate Bill 371. We'd like to speak to you this afternoon about the bill.
Mr. Reed.
Mr. Chairman. The reason why I wanted to say something about this bill, but if this passes and don't pass, it'll affect our income, because we're based on a limited income the way it is, and this will really cause a harder hardship on us, because we're paying the state back the money that they said they overpaid us on what we're getting now. There's no possible way that we could even survive.
Now, have you had any problem with Social Security on your particular claim?
No, sir. Social Security has been paying as long as the state.
Okay, so, let's see, I haven't had a chance to read the written testimony on this, but apparently you were overpaid for some months. Because of the Social Security offset.
Go ahead.
Okay.
For a period of approximately 6 months between July 1st of this year and March 15th of 1979 of last year, and March 15th of this year, when the compliance board issued the notification to SAFE that they could pursue recapture, Mr. Reed was overpaid according to their figures a total of $1,196, to which he is now subject to recapture by SAFE, according to notification, if the bill does not pass.
I think that illustrates what we were told the other day. Mm-hmm. And yours may have been a little bit longer period of time than some of them. Because apparently some of them were relatively short period of time. But there were instances of longer period. Are there any questions of either Mr. Wilson or Mr. Reed? The written testimony will be made part of the record, and I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
We close the session on 371 and go to House Bill 2726.
Chairman, in discussion with legislative council, members have the amendment offered by Representative Lombard, and Chuck Wilson of Legislative Council states that the amendments are proper form and style for them, and the state cop did not have that entered into their computer and typing pool waiting out to be submitted.
Is the only amendment, the one that has a copy of page 2 of the bill has a stamp on it from the desk of Representative Chip Lombard, District 52.
That's the one I'm referring to.
Okay, and the only amendment is offered in line 33 of the bill, with inserting between the word transportation and by the words for hire, and then the deletion of line 33 beginning with the word of logs, and then the first part of line 34 through the word concrete.
That's correct.
Okay. Everyone understand the amendment you sent off of here? Now, okay, so this would be then any motor vehicle. So now it would say that a person who engages in transportation for hire by motor vehicle and who both furnishes and maintains the vehicle used in such transportation. And that would be an exempt worker or a non-subject worker. Okay.
I did ask legislative council if the words owner operator would make any difference, and they said no, the two board furnishes and maintain covers that.
Now, did we have any other, we didn't have any other proposed amendments. Representative Riebel moves that House Bill 2726 be amended by the amendments received from Representative Lombard.
Is this time to discuss the issue?
Yes, now is the time to discuss the issue.
How wide did we open the door when we did this? Who do we pick up besides those who have here? Does anyone really know? One example would be the taxi cab. They no longer have workers' comp. Those who are, quote, owner-operators or owner-operators, that excludes the taxi cab industry. So they would be, any others that anyone knows of before we...
be the long-haul trucker. Essentially, anyone who has a motor vehicle that he both owns and maintains, and then hires off, contracts out to hauls anything. And there are, I don't know, in Eugene Springfield area, I don't think we have any owner-operated cabs. I think they're all owned by the company. And I'm not sure what other...
Portland Motors all have, basically owner-operated driver's cab. They got it for about...
I don't know.
And being owner-operated.
Well, if you've already got any money, I'll take the bet. Well, I'm going to vote no on the motion because I think we don't know what we've done here. I'd like to think that we ought to wait on making any decision on this until we address the issue of who is a self-employed contractor.
Okay.
So your times, now this is workers' comp.
I recognize
and your times just back to 2173.
Well, I think that you're going to find them related, whether you like it or not.
Well, this is, I think you're correct too. And what our policy decision would be here is whether, since we have taken action in the past to specifically include of people who haul logs, poles, or piling, then whether we intend to extend that exemption to other categories of
Baja. Yeah, so I'm feeling in kind of a double bind because I'm feeling uncomfortable about exempting people, except I do appreciate the subtle difference between one kind of transportation and another. I don't like the concept, but I do think that there's some validity to making this. That's my, you know, I think I'm exactly where you are.
Yeah, you are. Other discussion?
No, I don't have any problem.
I have no problem with it either. Because it goes back to the premise of someone who has that investment. Is in business for himself or herself, and we do have some women who are in life and just as owner-operators. And so I have no problem with it. And we can go two ways. We can either put the amendment, adopt the amendment, and then get our staff bring in some a report on exactly what is involved, or we can defeat the proposed amendment and pull it off and do the same thing.
Play the amendment, play the vote, and see where you're at.
Yeah, the motion is there, so let's vote on it. Yeah. Any further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Johnson?
No.
Tafori?
No.
Siebel?
Aye.
Bryson?
No.
Starr?
No.
Rogers?
Aye. Motion fails. Have any further discussion on this? You're both interested in seeing what this does, and you want to hold up until we get that resolved. Mm-hmm. What if we don't get that one resolved?
The question I asked specifically.
Then I would go back.
I'd like to go to that point first, and then not make a decision.
I would go back to the language that's written in the original bill. Because if we have exempted, and I didn't put in a bill so log poles and piling, then I think we should continue that line of thought. What concerns me is the for hire and what That's really broadening the concept a lot more than just the consistency I talked about with between a gravel truck versus a log truck. Okay. I don't think they should be treated differently.
I just
thought
we're going to drive a truck through
that. I know that. So
you through the loophole.
So what you would like to see is for at least for the time being as we look at expanding the lift.
Yeah, the original language is that still.
Freight trucks and adding.
No.
Well, those are the folks who were here on that first hearing, for instance.
This wouldn't cover them.
No. So if you left the language, you leave the language as it is printed here, they then would not be included here. They would then be subject to it.
Wow. I told you, I don't even know if the whole attention.
I don't have total objection to the concept there, and I'll replace it with necessary. I just feel that we have opened this door to exceed a lot more places and businesses than we may very well want to do, and that's my concern. The concept. More rigidly structured. First, I'd just like to know what we did. And if that can be shown, then we could make a good decision, I think.
Well, I don't quite understand.
The question is, what would you want examples of under the original bill? I want to know who's going to come under the amendment.
I would be all about the amendment.
All right. Any other thoughts on this bill before we move on?
There's a couple of neutering amendments necessary.
Are there?
We will not do those until we get some cooperation and other parties. Work session closed on 27th, 26th. No, we're not going to stay the bill.
Did you notice that I raised my body and not smiling like a man?
No. I just don't think that I don't know. Okay, that brings us to Senate Bill 371. And we have an amendment that someone talked about on this. Bill Holmstrom had talked about
changing
board to department, and that was the only amendment that I'm aware of proposed to talk about.
Mr. Chairman, I listened to the tape of last night of the discussion on hearing from this bill, and there were some questions raised after the Mr. Young testified. I think actually they were answered, but I don't know if it's up to keep the record consistent. If you want Mr. Young to respond again to those questions, I think some of them were brought up by Mr. Patrick. Essentially, they were why would the bill amended in the Senate? And why is it, in essence, why is it limited to permanent total disability? That seems to be the main concern of Mr. Patrick.
It's been a second. Okay. Beyond the actual decision on the bill itself, was Holmes correct in what he said about taking the board out and putting in department? Because the department is now doing this work. I see agreement on that. Come on up, Cliff.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Cliff Allison, Assistant Attorney General assigned to the Workers' Compensation Department. At the present time, the Workers' Compensation Board has adopted administrative rules administering the Social Security offset. Those rules have been delegated to the department. We, the department, in fact, are doing the administration of the Social Security offset. This is something the board is desirous that we actually have the rulemaking authority in this area as well as the administration responsibility.
Okay. All right. Now, Cliff, will this do everything to effect that, or are there other statutes that may be involved?
No. The 209 is a specific statute that says the rule. There's two sections, I believe. I don't have the bill in front of me, but there's 656. 209 is reference to the board, and then there's 656.
And which is the other section?
427 is, I think, and I think they're both in there, are they not? So that's the only areas that we have to be concerned about as far as the board.
Yeah, we're amending here 656.209 and 656.727.
That's correct. So that's the only section that it really, this happens to be a specific assignment to the board. And so.
Okay. And so there are no other statutes that are affected by this action.
That's correct.
So let me run through these, make sure that I've got them all identified. On page 1 of the bill, on line 7, on line 10, and on line 13, and on page 2, on line 10, line 17, line 21, and line 24 are the only references I found where it refers to board, the board. All right. Give everyone a chance. That's Mike said that's the only one he found. All right. And if we just simply delete the word board and insert department, that will cover it because the department is defined earlier.
Yes, it is.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Corey has moved it in those places that I just read off, where the word board appears in Senate Bill 371A in gross, if that word be deleted and if the word department be inserted. Is there any objection?
When we're talking here now about the department, you know, there is a general section that there is created a department consisting of the Workers' Compensation Board and the directors. Mm-hmm. Here, when we're referring to the department, we mean directors.
Okay.
Just the directors.
All right. Now, are there, those were the only amendments that we had for them, according to him. The Senate committee concurred with this change, so it should be no problem. Any other discussion? Any other amendments? Yeah. Okay. Representative Kapori moves that Senate Bill 371A in gross, as amended, be sent to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Clerk will call the roll.
Johnson? Oh, Kapori?
Aye.
Riebel?
Aye.
Dreyfus?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye. Motion passes. table. Representative Larkin, would you like to share this question?
I don't understand.
Would you not ask questions on the floor?
No, I won't. I'll try to understand it before.
Okay, do we have anything else to come before the committee before we adjourn?
Not today, Mr. Taylor. I would warn the members that we will have some farm workers on Monday.
I'm talking to them before Monday and trying to resolve some of the.
You might also remind we'll be talking about Senate Bill 278.
Oh, is that Monday, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, nothing more to come before the committee. House Labor Committee is
Let me put my shoes on.